Hey, welcome to the program. I'm Emilio Despirito, and we're excited to be here with you each and every week to talk about our favorite subject and likely yours, and that's real estate. What other place, what better place can you accumulate and build wealth and play a game like Monopoly? It's so much fun. I love this. I woke up today excited to be here with you. We've got a great guest with us today. He's a frequent flyer here on the Despirito Team Real Estate Show, and it's none other than Paul Salcone with North Point Bank. Paul, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Mayor. Thank you for having me back.
Always nice to see you, Paul. Great to have you here. There's some, now for our listeners that don't know Paul, maybe you have not tuned into the show before, or maybe you haven't heard one of his segments. Paul's a sales manager down at North Point Bank, and they're located in the Turkheads building in Providence. They cover all 50 states, and they work with buyers or sellers who are also buying, folks who are relocating, and they have a slew of different mortgage programs. So I invited Paul on the show because he's front lines of this interest rate, I'd like to say reduction that's going on. He's seeing the spring market popping up. He's literally, like I said, the front lines, because buyers have to go to him to get pre-approved before they start shopping. So Paul, that segues us into our topic today, and it's the current market conditions. I mean, we're going into February, current market conditions, what you're seeing on your end with the interest rates, and how are they going to impact the spring market?
Sure. So that's obviously a great topic of discussion here. I mean, I can tell you the last 6 to 8 weeks in particular, I mean, rates were, you know, let's say back in November now, early November, mid-November, you know, you had rates in the 8% range, which, you know, again, obviously impacts all of our, you know, of our clients. I mean, they're looking at, you know, buying a home or even selling a home and buying a new home down the road. They're looking at monthly payments. So over the last 6 or 8 weeks, rates have gone down almost, you know, we're reaching almost 2% lower. So just to give you an idea of what that means, I mean, let's just say hypothetically, you were buying a home 2 months ago, and the house was at $400,000. Let's say a rate was 8.25%. Now, your monthly payment, you know, versus today, the same exact house at a 6.25% interest rate, your payment would have changed by $550 a month. So think about that. That's over $6,000 a year less you'd be paying for your home, you know, buying it now versus before. And so because of that, people are more, I feel, are more comfortable or getting more comfortable with the idea of buying a home or getting, you know, starting this process, maybe even selling their home. So that's why interest rates, you know, dropping, sure, it's a win-win. It's a win, more business for everyone, yes, but also, you know, the consumer, the client who's buying the home, it gives them the ability, you know, increase their purchase power, because with rates dropping 2% on a $400,000 house, your monthly payment, okay, you said 550 would be less, but also buying power. Let's say you wanted the same monthly payment at before at 400,000. Now you get a house that's 490,000. So your buying power increased by 90,000 as well. So that's huge.
Well, Paul, so do you find that, all right, so the rates dropping is only increasing buyers' ability to purchase a bigger home, maybe a better neighborhood, a better area, but I think that's a short-lived thing. So the buyers that are out there in the market right now are buying up big, okay? And what's your thought about, with all this demand hitting in this early part of the year, which is traditionally seasonally slower, it's very busy right now, what do you think is going to happen by March or April if rates continue to drop?
Absolutely. I mean, great question again. I mean, if rates keep dropping at this pace, which we hope they do, I mean, it seems all indicators, you know, seem like they will continue dropping. You're going to have a huge demand. You're going to have a lot more people in the buyer's pool. I feel like you're going to have, you know, I want to say bidding wars, but you're going to go back to having, you know, one home and 15 or 20 offers, which again, is it good? It might be good for the seller. Obviously, the people purchasing the home, they're going to have to be more creative with their offers, which, again, good agents and good advisors will help them do that. But, I mean, it's going to make it a little more difficult. So I think people right now, this is a great opportunity. The next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, you know, maybe jump on the horse, get back in the, you know, the game, look at homes, get something now. Because if rates are good right now and you get a fair price, when you're refinancing, you know, 6, 8 months, the payment's going to be even less. But if you wait until the mid to late spring, you're going to be paying more for the house because your interest rates are lower. There are more people in the buyer pool. It's going to make things a little more challenging.
Yeah, I agree with that. So now we get the question of, okay, well, you know what? I'm a home seller. I'm going to wait to sell my home because I want to, you know, hopefully catch this market wave. I want to make an additional, say, 5% more in my home. All right. So if they're going to make 5% more, they're going to spend 5% more.
What's the gain there? It doesn't make any sense.
It's a net zero.
Exactly.
It's a net neutral, right?
Yeah.
It's a net neutral. So in addition to that, I mean, you said it. You said they're going to see increased competition. Well, increased competition means waiving home inspections. It means waiving appraisals, giving an appraisal back, meaning paying money out of pocket. So I don't think that's a good play. I think the good play is going out and buying homes right now.
Agreed. And that's why I'm saying, anyone who's been pre-approved in the last, say, 90 days should really seriously consider, running numbers again and seeing where they are now, and maybe, going out there and really taking, more looks at open houses and putting offers in, because you wait another, 2 months, like you mentioned, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be in the pool, because spring market brings in more business to, in general. Then you factor in lower rates. It's going to be a situation where, supply is not going to meet demand, and it's going to be more challenging. So right now, I think, is the great time to buy in this market. You can get I'm not saying you're going to get a steal, but you'll get a house for a fair price. Rates will be good. But then when they get better, we refinance you. And then you're going to save another $300-$400 a month then.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Paul Saucone. He's a sales manager and also a loan originator with North Point Bank. North Point, located right here in Providence, Rhode Island, serving all of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and all other 48 states throughout the United States here. He's got a slew of programs for you: conventional, FHA, Rhode Island Housing, veterans, programs for folks that own their own businesses. Maybe you need something a little outside of the box. Paul has those programs, okay? I want you to reach out to him if you have any questions at all. He is the expert here in Rhode Island and surrounding Mass and Connecticut for your mortgages. 401-419-9291. Save that number, Paul. It's 401-419-9291. You could put Paul the Mortgage Guy. he's fantastic, I got to tell you. And so we're talking today about the current real estate market and where things are going, where we see the market heading. We already have signs of it. We're already seeing things out there and where interest rates are going. Paul, I mean, what advice would you give someone that is in a situation where, they've been in a house for years and years and years? They're finally seeing rates come down. They're getting ready to sell high over here in Rhode Island and relocate somewhere, or they're getting ready to sell and buy. What type of advice would you give them right now in today's current market?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, knowing you can get top dollar for your home, I mean, that definitely makes some sense there. I mean, I would think most people who had a house for more than a couple of years should have a decent amount of equity. So you have to look at things as the big picture here. If you can sell your house for more, you'll take some of those proceeds, or if not all those proceeds, and you can essentially, I talk to people, I ask, where do you want to be at for a monthly payment? We can create that monthly payment. And I say, okay, if you want to be X and Y dollars, this is what we have to do in terms of down payment. Maybe if we have to go with 30 year or 20 year, we can get creative with the financing. Also, we can talk about, okay, do you plan staying this house for the next, 12 months, 24 months? And we can look at, okay, are you looking at different options with maybe an ARM program, maybe a different type of, there's 2-1 buy down programs. We can get creative with where you want to be at for payments. But as long as you feel comfortable today, it's only going to get better when rates go down. So that's the question I say. Where do you want to be at today? What do you feel comfortable now? And then don't worry about the future. It'll get better. Rates will go down. We'll refinance you then. So yeah, it's just coming to figuring out where you're comfortable for a monthly payment. You don't want to be house poor, but the same token, you also realize that, you're going to have to pay, fair price for houses right now. There's not going to be something, significantly below market right now. It's not going to happen very often.
Yeah. And Paul, I agree with that 100%. And you also have situations where people have homes that need substantial work. Okay. There's never been a time ever, ever where you can get more money for that home, even if it's a tear down. I mean, there's such a lack of housing here in Rhode Island, in the United States, but specifically Rhode Island. We've got massive demand from Boston. We've got massive demand from New York on second homes. We've got massive, massive demand for every piece and type of real estate that there is right now, because our population here in Rhode Island is getting bigger, because Rhode Island is more affordable than some of the surrounding markets.
Correct. Okay.
and that's only going to continue. So Rhode Island is ranked in the top, what is it, the top five of all the housing markets in the country, okay, by, I think, Zillow, as far as in 2024, okay? So top housing market, meaning it's a great place to be, great place to sell, great place to buy. There's a lot going on here. And that means something. So if you have any questions at all about this market and you want to see what you can get for your home and what Paul can pre-approve you for, give us a call. Call me 401-359-2338. I'm going to connect you with Paul. I'm going to get your home value. No strings attached. This is what we do. Paul and I have worked with several of our radio show listeners, several different clients, and help them achieve their goal. And some of them, by the way, right? Some of them are not yet ready, but we keep them posted as time goes until they are. 401-359-2338. Great stuff. Paul, appreciate you being here with us again.
Hey, thank you, Manny. Have a great day.
Oh, you're very welcome. Awesome. All right. Thanks so much for being here. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back in a couple minutes. This segment was powered by Paul Saccone, North Point Bank. Stay tuned. Good morning. Welcome to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. I'm Emilio Despirito, and I love being here. I love talking about real estate and educating the public on what we do here at Engel & Volkers, and that's help our clients. We help our sphere of influence create wealth, right, and in a variety of ways. And you know, real estate is just one of the best ways to do that. I think it's about 70% of all billionaires created their wealth through or partly because of real estate, which is fascinating, right? I'm curious what the other 30% did, though. I would imagine maybe they created businesses like Amazon or, you know, or maybe like something like Elon Musk, right? But all of those businesses own real estate, right? So it kind of is a full circle. But it brings me into the topic today, which is artificial intelligence and automated value systems, okay? We constantly see and hear of this growing trend, which I think is extremely helpful for homeowners. You can go on websites like Zillow.com. They've had what we call the Zestimate for a long time. And I really want to talk about this. And I wanted to dive into this because, again, it's happening on more than just Zillow.com. You'll see it on Realtor.com, Redfin.com. You'll see it in several other websites. Realtors have programs that can pull automated values. And I want to talk about the advantages of that. I want to talk about the data behind it, what they collect for that, and also the challenges and considerations, especially if you are considering getting ready to list your home this winter or this spring or even the summertime. I want to talk about what you can believe, what you can't believe, and really how you should double check these systems. Okay. It's super important. And really, like these numbers, right? These artificial intelligence numbers do have an impact on the way people perceive their home values. And if you're not careful, you could either, number one, this is the worst case, lose money. Okay. You can lose money by pricing it wrong, or when you're going to sell, or you're going to sell to a private party, a private deal, or, you know, number two, you could waste a lot of time by pricing it wrong. I'm sure there's several other implications too, but those are the top two that come to my mind as a real estate advisor. And I want to talk about that. So let's dive into the artificial intelligence and automatic pricing. Okay. So we actually have a report that we run against this. Okay. So if you were to get your fair market value done by my team and I here at Engel & Volkers, we can actually show you how far off, actually the Zestimate is. And we've seen it from like pretty spot on. It's getting better. All the way to 30-35% off. Okay. Now, here's what's going on. Let's talk about the data. Let's talk about how this does it. Now, obviously, I don't know the secret sauce to that algorithm, but there are millions of data points that go into this thing. And again, it's fascinating. It's a good guide, but it's not perfect. Basically, is almost like a town assessment where they take a blanket market value. They take a blanket value of all the surrounding properties and they just say, okay, this house is X amount of square feet with X amount of bedrooms. It looks like the house a few doors down with this. They may say this has two car garages, that has another garage. So they'll give some plus and minuses for all of that. But there's several things that happen here that are missed by the computers. And I do think one day that the computers are going to be, you know, that these algorithms, that these artificial intelligence, they're only getting better. Okay. That's fascinating. It's only getting better. But as of right now, in the foreseeable future, it's still off. Okay. I would say on average, and I know I said between, you know, 0 and 35% or so off. I would say on average, they're like 8 to 15% off, give or take. Now think about how much money that is, right? It's huge. And I want to talk about like why that is. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, 8% on 500,000 is 40 grand, right? What could you do with 40 grand? Quite a bit. So here's the reason is the computer can't be there to understand the condition of the home. Is it dated? Are the holes in the walls everywhere? Like, does the property need work? Is the furnace dead? Is the roof old? Is there mold in the house? Does the house flood? Is it in a floodplain? I mean, there's all these different things that the algorithm may not know. But basically, the condition is a big one. The condition and overall location and desirability is definitely a big one. Up and coming areas, all of that. It might know some of that by data, but it doesn't know it like a local real estate professional. The other thing too is the floor plan and how the home is laid out. Believe it or not, that goes a long, long way, because if something is functional and if it speaks to and works for today's buyers, you're going to do much better with that home than a very choppy floor plan, right? Like in like the 90s, right? Like 80s, 90s, it was all about having rooms. You wanted to have a ton of different rooms, right? And now we like the open floor plan. More of the open concept is more popular. Large, you know, cathedral ceilings, also energy efficient features of a home. You know, we love like quartz countertops, you know, certain types of colors of paint, hardwood flooring. We don't like carpets so much anymore because of all the allergens and garbage that carpets, you know, pull in and all the carcinogens in it and all this other stuff. We're just more and more health focused now, right? As a society, I guess, for the most part, maybe our food should take note of that. But as far as like our household stuff and VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and all that other stuff going on, and paint and flooring and all that, like, so there's a million different things that can affect the value of just the condition of a property alone, right? And still, a computer can't substitute the eyes and thoughts of a real estate advisor in that market, okay? So there's a lot of that going on. So I wanted to just bring this up to you so that you don't blindly, you know, go off of that price. And again, because you could be losing money or you could be losing time. If you put it on at the wrong price, it's going to sit. And, you know, and you're going to just lose days on market. Buyers will say, what's wrong with that house? Well, a computer told you where to price that home is. And, you know, there's a growing number of real estate agents, for the agents that are listening, right, that rely heavily on these values, right? I knew one and I told him, you gotta stop doing this. He would just hit the value, automated value button, print out this report and bring it in. And I was like, no, you gotta really break this down, right? So look, if you are interested in receiving an appraisal worthy report, I can go ahead and do that for you. It starts a three-step process, super easy. There's no conditions. You don't owe me anything for this. Obviously, I do plan on making relationships here, getting referrals, and hopefully helping you to sell when you are ready. But here's the deal is that you need guidance and you need to know what your equity position is before you make moves. in any circumstances, whether it's investment properties, whether it's your second home, your first home, whether you're helping your, you know, your children in the process, whatever it is, you got to know the equity position. So here's how it starts. Number one, a discovery call. This is where I understand and you tell me everything about the home, like how many beds, how many baths. And yes, you can look in public records for this, but they're oftentimes off, right? Square footage, you know, different things that you've done for the home. You know, I want to know improvements, everything else. What I do is I run as much information as I can ahead of time, and then I go do a walkthrough with you on the property. And in some cases, we do this in two steps, but in others, if it's a unique home, special type of home, custom type of build, then it's a three-step. And I gather all the data, I put it all together, and we put a report in a double market value report. So I run two just to make sure we're not leaving any money on the table. And we guide you through how much money you're going to walk away with after all of your expenses. So super transparent, really great. I'm going to give you a hardcovered book with all this information, including all of the marketing that we do here for you locally, nationally, globally, with our network at Engel & Volkers to get you the top dollar for your home. It's what we're known for in top-notch professional service. So if I can be of any help for you, if you're interested, you have questions on automated values, questions on your home's value, give me a call or hit us up on our website, homevalue401.com, homevalue401.com. Enter your information in to get started or call or text me, 401-359-2338. Again, 401-359-2338, covering all of Rhode Island, surrounding Mass, and Connecticut with two locations, East Greenwich and Barrington East Bay. I'm Emilio Desperado of the Desperado team with Engel & Volkers, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes here on News Radio 920, 104.7 FM. Stay tuned. All right. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Emilio Desperado with the Desperado team and Engel & Volkers. And we're here today with John LaPointe of LaPointe Insurance. You know, John is such a great resource for you. He has so many great topics that he talks about each and every time he's on the show. And today we asked him to come on and talk about how to protect your property against flooding and water damage. And we know a lot of our listeners recently got hit, and so many did not have coverage. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Emilio. Thanks so much for having me. And yes, yeah, always great to be here. This is a topic we've talked about in the past, but figured we'd bring it back up to the forefront here because we've just been having so much wet weather. And
catastrophe.
Exactly. You know, it's really, you see it on the news. We get hit with, you know, a lot of rain. The ground is soaked. You get hit with a snowstorm over the weekend, the snow's sitting there, then you get hit with 3 inches of rain. A couple days later, all the snow melts, all the rain adds on to that, and you end up with, you know, water everywhere.
Vicious cycle.
It is. Yeah, it's tough. And I guess, you know, for us, we received a ton of phone calls about it, folks who had, you know, water issues with their property. And, you know, It's a kind of thing where you hate to be the bearer of bad news in a lot of cases, but if there's anything that listeners can take away from this call, it's that home insurance does not cover flooding. There's separate insurance that you can get through the National Flood Insurance Program, which is a government program. You know, an agent like us can help you with that. That's your FEMA flood insurance. You can also buy flood insurance through private companies. And it's really important that you consider possibly getting flood insurance for your property, even if you're not in a high risk zone, because a lot of folks will get, you know, when they're applying for a mortgage, they'll be required to get flood insurance if they're in a high risk zone. But if you're not in a high risk zone, you're not necessarily required to purchase it, but definitely something that you should consider. And I have like a super corny line that I tell people, but I say that you should consider buying flood insurance if you live anywhere where it rains, because it could happen. It doesn't matter. You know, you don't have to be in a high risk zone. And that's what happened to a lot of folks over the past couple of weeks, unfortunately, because of all that rain we got, they had flooding. And really the only way to, you know, financially protect yourself from that is through a purchase of flood insurance. But there's a little bit more to it than just that, because in some cases it might make sense for you not to purchase flood insurance and, you know, possibly put that money towards something else too. Because a lot of times what we, you know, we will find is most of the water damage issues that came to us were really concentrated in basements.
Yep.
You know, and there's limited coverage on flood insurance when it comes to basement water. So as far as basements go, you know, your flood insurance policy would cover you for mechanicals in the basement. It would cover you for, so that's like your, you know, furnace, electric panels, hot water tanks, AC condensers and equipment, if that's in your basement, major mechanical stuff. And it would also cover you for, you know, major appliances. If you have contents coverage on your flood insurance, like washers, dryers, freezers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what it typically doesn't cover is property stored in a basement. So if you have just, I don't know, if you're like me, I got like a bunch of boxes and, you know, little big plastic bins with our holiday decorations and, mm-hmm. you know, all sorts of seasonal stuff and whatnot that we just store in our basement, that even if you had flood insurance, it wouldn't cover that, unfortunately. And then also, if you've finished your basement, there's limited coverage for that as well. So flood insurance doesn't necessarily cover your flooring and drywall and whatnot that you've installed in a basement. And basically the reason why they don't cover a lot of that stuff in basements is because where's the water going to go? You know, that's the first place that it's likely to go. And it, in a lot of cases, maybe a better option instead of spending the money on a flood insurance policy where, you know, that now you've had this situation happen, right? And we had an awful lot of rainfall. We had, you know, snow and all this stuff compounded. And you can see the trend. The weather's kind of heading in that direction where we just get a lot more of these events on a regular basis.
Yeah.
If you could get the flood insurance policy, right? But like, you probably, if you don't do anything to possibly, you know, prevent that from happening in the future, you know it's going to happen again. Right. And then so you could have that happen. It damages your equipment in the basement, what have you. Maybe you have a finished basement, but you only get limited coverage on some of the things, and you file a flood insurance claim and it gives you some, you know, compensation there to repair some of your stuff. But then what's to stop it from happening again? You know, and now your flood insurance is going to be more expensive after you filed that claim. And after a certain amount of claims, you could be in a situation where your flood insurance has really high surcharges, or it's even very difficult to obtain flood insurance on a property because of repeated flood events. And if you find yourself in that position where you feel like, yeah, this is just something that's going to keep recurring unless I do something about it, rather than spending the extra money on the flood insurance policy over several years and still having to deal with a claim, which is not fun. You still have water that you have to get cleaned up and stuff that's displaced, and it's an interruption to your daily life. You could do an analysis of the cost and see, you know, maybe it would be better to have somebody come out and look at ways to possibly waterproof this property, right? And a lot of times that looks at from the outside in, because more often than not, water that comes in through your foundation is related to water that's pooling up on the outside of your home, because concrete foundations, fieldstone, block, whatever it's made of, it's usually porous materials that if the water pressure outside is great enough, it's going to find a way to seep into that basement. So whether that's, you know, outside of your home, making sure that your drainage is good, your gutters are clear, your downspouts are going away from the property far enough that the water's not pooling up around that foundation, French drain systems outside of the home, and then inside the home, possibly installing a very good sump pump and French drain system in your basement as well. These are not very inexpensive solutions. You know, it can cost a lot to have somebody to come out and do it. But in a lot of cases, in conversations I had with folks, this was something I was suggesting to consider. You know, I could easily sell them a flood insurance policy, but it might be more of a better solution for them to consider, you know, what's the cost to possibly just keep this basement dry to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to deal with a claim. You don't have to file a claim. It's not going to be a repeated event. And mm-hmm. you're going to be, you know, ultimately saving money in the long run. And you're probably going to make it so that that property is a good investment for somebody that maybe when you come time to sell that property, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with the questions of like, you know, it looks like there's evidence of water in this basement. Like, you know, it does the kind of things that will deter buyers from a property. So
sure,
that's the kind of thing that I've really urged a lot of people to consider, because the flood insurance is a financial solution to a claim. But unless, you know, unless you do something to prevent it from happening over and over again, you're going to find yourself in a position where it could cost you just as much in the long run as actually doing some, you know, work to prevent it from happening.
That's right.
Right. Yep. And now when it comes to this sort of water damage that we're seeing a lot, there's other solutions too, possibly besides flood insurance. And one of them is particularly with homes who do have a sub pump in their basement. There's an endorsement you can add to a lot of home insurance policies, which is for water backup. And it's water that backs up through a drain. It covers you for a few things. If a sewer system backed up into your home or your septic system backed up, so through like a toilet, you know, a clog or something like that causes a backup, this endorsement would cover you for that. But it also covers you if your sump pump backs up. And so the home insurance company, this is really the only way to possibly get some relief from that basement water situation without purchasing flood insurance. And in that, it first of all requires that you have a sub pump. And secondly, it's that sub pump has to overflow or fail in the event of a weather event, like lots of rain. If you have that coverage, you can get some limited relief financially. It's usually like $5,000-$10,000. Not a huge amount, but the endorsement's inexpensive and it covers the cost of cleanup at the very least, right? Yeah. Somebody to come in there, dry up, you know, get the big fans going, pump the water out. I mean, at a minimum, it's something. So that's something else to consider besides the flood insurance. But overall, you know, these are the kind of things you want to consider, not just, you know, defaulting to, oh, I want to buy this flood insurance now because I had this happen. There's a lot of other things to consider too. And you know, that's the kind of advice we try and give to clients, because ultimately it's not just about buying another insurance product. You know, keeping your water or your home safe from water damage like this can go beyond that. And sometimes, you know, doing a little bit of risk prevention on your end could be the best bet.
Agreed. Absolutely. So if you have, if you've got water in your basement, you might want to look into that. And, you know, between John and myself, we do have companies we can recommend for waterproofing, or you can contact John LaPointe and find out what it would be to cover your home with, you know, some extra coverage to make sure that groundwater really can't harm you as much as maybe it has recently. We're sorry to hear that about a lot of folks. So reach out to John and his friends over at LaPointe at LaPointeIns.com. You can go ahead and go on LaPointeIns.com or give them a call, 401-499-2467, 401-499-2467. John, thanks for always jumping on with some great information.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Have a great rest of your show and hopefully be back soon.
You're welcome, John. Thank you so much. Awesome. Great segment. The segment was powered by LaPointe Insurance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the top five events happening here in Rhode Island from riblogger.com. Stay tuned. All righty. We've got Jennifer Jaber with riblogger.com here. She's given us the weekly top five events from riblogger, which are always fun, always, always great. And in many cases, free, which is crazy. So a lot of places to go see here in Rhode Island, a lot of people to meet, and a lot of things to do. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Always.
What's next up? A great date night or family night out. I actually think this might be the first year, but I'm not entirely sure. But it's Lights on Ice, a nighttime skating experience like never before at Confreda Farms. It's weekends until February 25th. and you can experience a colorful high-energy ice skating experience with dazzling light displays, color effects, and music. It opens at 5 p.m. on Fridays, and Saturday and Sunday it opens at noon. And you can rent skates or bring your own skates, and you can get tickets at lightsonice.com. Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
Yeah. I was like, oh, because I love ice skating.
Me and too.
I was like, oh, perfect. Like lights, that's fun. The International Auto Show is February 2nd to the 4th at the Rhode Island Convention Center. This International Auto Show features the latest vehicle trends, from fuel-efficient compact cars to the latest crossovers, SUVs, tough trucks, and so much more. Representatives from manufacturers will be on site to answer questions and provide information, and attendees will get the chance to get behind the wheel to try each vehicle on for size. It's Friday 12 to 9, Saturday 10 to 9, and Sunday 10 to 5. And speaking of vehicles, the Monster Jam is at the Amica Pavilion, also February 2nd to the 4th. It brings an unexpected, unscripted, and unforgettable motorsports experience for all. A Monster Jam trackside begins an hour before the event, actually starts, with competition previews, driver interviews, behind the scenes, opening ceremonies, and much more. So that's just a family fun for all event. If you're a kids fan, Saturday, February 3rd is Kiss Nation. A tribute to Kiss comes to Providence at the Strand Ballroom at 8 p.m. Kiss Nation recreates the iconic Kiss concert experience, with special guests, all sinners, and doors open at 8 p.m. And that's an all ages show. And last but not least, the Rhode Island Veg Fest 2024 is at the Waterfire Art Center February 3rd and 4th, from 12 to 5 p.m. And there's an 11 a.m. early VIP entry. The day celebrates the fun and compassionate ways of the vegan lifestyle. There'll be 85 plus vegan restaurants, food and beverage producers, retailers, makers, artists, nonprofits, and more. So whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or just simply curious, it's just a delicious event and a great way to know a little bit more about vegan foods and products.
That's fantastic. You check it all out at riblogger.com. Make sure to check back there frequently. You can post your events for free as well. And if you do own a local business, you can go ahead and find out about extended ways you can advertise and reach all of the folks through RI Blogger's social media presence, which is huge, and also through their website. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You're welcome. You too. Appreciate it. Awesome. Great segment today. Make sure to check out those things at riblogger.com, top five events. You know, she's here with us every single week. We appreciate Jennifer so much. We also want to thank Paul Salcone of North Point Bank. What a great resource for you to have in mortgages. Paul Salcone, North Point Bank, and John LaPointe of LaPointe Insurance, local family-run insurance brokerage. But they are, man, they're getting big. They're turning into such a big company. It's fantastic to see. You know, what they're doing over there at LaPointe. Very exciting. Awesome stuff. Thank you so much. And important, most importantly, you, our listeners, we'll be back here next week with so much more. We got a very special guest next week. I don't want to jinx it, but he should be coming on. Guy's schedule is bananas. So stay tuned. We'll have more about that very soon. We'll be right back here on the Despirito Team Real Estate Show on News Radio 920, 104.7 FM, streaming everywhere, WHJJ, next week, Sunday at 10 a.m. God bless you. We'll see you then.